say you harvested everything, every tree, rock, car, building, you name it. Now, with all that harvested material, would you have enough to cover the entire Fortnite map in a dome? We've seen laser beam cover Dusty Divot, or you might have even built dumb project like this yourself, but definitely nothing this massive. So massive, actually, that it's impossible. Even Fortnite knows how ridiculously long a project like this would take, but in theory, would say infinite time. Could you pull this off? Let me tell you, I've done plenty of tedious challenges like this on the channel, but nothing like this. For the first time, I started a challenge scratching my head. How do I even tackle this? But 30 minutes of planning later, I outlined two totally simple steps that were vital to unraveling our question. Step one, how much material does this dome cost? And step two, my darkest nightmare, how much material is actually on the Fortnite map? So how much material does it cost? To measure this, I discovered we need to find how many builds can fit within the island's borders, or really, find the area. Anyone getting math class flashbacks yet? Personally, I had flashbacks for 16 hours straight. Spain without the S, am I right? Anywho, to start, each floor and stair of this dome is 5 meters in length, width, and height. And if we're gonna cover the mountains, we need to build 40 stairs high, basically like a sky base around the map. Since each stair is 5 meters, 40 stairs is 200 meters long, quick math. So I slapped that around the map like a sticker pack, did some torturous geometry, and boom! 2 hours later, we got 167,000 builds, or basically 1.6 million materials. That's our magic number. You know, if Fortnite existed in the medieval times, step two would be a torture method. That is, to calculate how much material is actually on the Fortnite map. So I started at the most dense spot on the map. Call me the Onceler, but check out Wailing Woods, or as I call it now, Wailing Valley. 3 hours of chopping later, and I felt dizzy. Reviewing footage and summing material gains, Wailing and Lonely as a region is just 2% progress. All this time and energy just to add 2%? Guys, pay respects with the subscribe button, what the heck? This isn't even the start of pain! Just, please. You'd really make this suffering all worthwhile with that subscription. Thank you. Anyways, back to the torture! No freaking way I was about to chop the rest of the map! So instead, let's use some math! Listen. I'll save you from another lecture, but if you're curious, ask me in the comments. To cut to the chase, I essentially sampled tree sources around the map, and after 3 tests, proved permission to use this godly formula. Basically representing the entire tree material population, otherwise known as T, and I felt the spirits of all my teachers applaud me as I mathed up this thing. What the heck is this? Rounded up, well, that's easier to read. 550,000 materials. That's 33% of our goal. 1/3 of the way there. 33%? What else can I do with a shortcut like this? Not just trees, but our beloved buildings. But this was harder. It really tested my patience. For instance, see Chump Tower? Took me 30 minutes to chop. Alone, one building. Why? Well, you can't just chop the bottom and call it a day. No, no, no. You have to embrace the no lifestyle and chop top to bottom. And let's be clear, I'm not gonna go huff, puff, and blow every house down. As much as it sounds like I have a no life, I kinda do.
Stop the cap.
So instead, I sampled various types of structures, identifying the material values of huts, houses, and skyscrapers, each taking 20 minutes on average, by the way. And that was the hard part. Now, it's just about flying around the entire island, tallying all the structures with a pen and paper, and boom, shakalaka, 22.9% gain. I felt victorious, yet demotivated. It's only been a few minutes for you, but for me, I was past my 10th hour. 10 hours is crazy. I mean, I could have got a job by now, but I kept going, looking for any sources of material. But cars, crates, meteors, literal junk, 3 hours of pickaxing for barely 1%. These were literal decimal gains. Do you feel my pain? This was 3 hours, guys. I was inching towards 60% progress, but honestly, I was done. 1 million materials. Just 600,000 short, man. No comeback arc, no motivational speech, just the brutal truth. There isn't enough material to dome the island. But weirdly, I'm not upset. Because while I failed this challenge, I accidentally discovered something more powerful. There's over 1 million materials on the island, with which you could crank 25,000 90s with, or crazier, build a bridge the length of the UK. To truly know Fortnite's material count, someone would have to actually harvest the entire map by hand, and I'll leave that to a bigger no-life than me, that's for sure. And if you're that guy, comment below, I'm gonna salute you, bro. There's always a positive within a failure. Just gotta look for it. And in our case, we found more answers with a failed answer. So go click on the next video on screen, it's equally as painful. Subscribe and peace out.